This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
No desperation here, just a good, plain info and fun conversation, clarification, commentary. We got it, the three C's on the radio on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, happy to present to you Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's in New York. I'm in Boston, outside of Boston, on the farm with a review of things that are going on in the world. So let's have Victoria give us a few more trenders.
Well, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, which is not something we actually get to say a whole lot of recently, but there is a bipartisan effort to make Puerto Rico the 51st state of America, and it's called the Puerto Rico Admission Act of 2018. It was introduced to the House. It proposes that the island become a state by 2021. Supporters of the bill cite the need for equality. Democratic Representative Stephanie Murphy said, "The hard truth is that Puerto Rico's lack of political power allows Washington to treat Puerto Rico like an afterthought, as the federal government's inadequate preparation for and response to Hurricane Maria made crystal clear." Don't disagree with her on that. Puerto Ricans currently don't have the power to vote for the president or members of Congress. There is a representative in D.C. from Puerto Rico, but they can only make suggestions and they can only share their views on things, but they don't have any voting power. And most Puerto Ricans don't pay federal income tax, but they are required to pay other types of federal taxes. So if Puerto Rico does become a state, they, of course, have $70 billion of debt, and they filed for a form of bankruptcy last year, but its bankruptcy options were limited because it isn't a state, it's just a territory. And so they say now that at least 20 Republicans and 14 Democrats have signed on to co-sponsor this bill to make Puerto Rico the 51st state.
And the minus of doing this, adding another state, they're in debt. We as taxpayers in the lower 48 or all the other 50 states, we have yet another way to drain the pocketbook because of the irresponsibility of the people who run the island. This is a political cesspool. It always has been. I can remember when I went there thinking, this is a fabulous place. What a great place it is. And then dealing with the wackadoodle people. This is the last time I was in Puerto Rico, probably 24, 25 years ago. And I thought at the time it was it was a great place, but it's just so greasy. That's the best I can do with it. It's just there's a film on the island, and not the people, but the island itself. And so, whatever the thought process is,
it's been so mismanaged.
Yeah,
and part of the
reason for that. So now we take it on to fix it, in a sense. And look at how we mismanage ourselves. The country's mismanaged. So this brings us, and all this does is protect them from what otherwise is the inevitable. I saw there was a piece, Victoria, this maybe on CBS. Brendan and I watched the news one night. And there was a, it wasn't the news. It was a PBS show on superstorms and what happens in the Caribbean, especially, and the focus was on Puerto Rico and what happened last year during the two storms. I think there were two or three storms that went across the island, and that's what it was, mostly Hurricane Maria, but there were others. And what happened there, and people were talking about the usual stuff, government's management. It's people being people, I guess. The corruption is part of our psychosis as human beings. The state is very corrupt. I know you've had close ties to Puerto Rico because of your attempts to save animals, the dog shelters that are down there. I know.
Yeah.
Have you been there? Have you been to the shelters that you have supported?
No, I have not been to our shelter. It's in sort of a remote part of the island.
Have you been to Puerto Rico, though?
Yes, once before. And
what
I thought
do you
it was,
think of it?
I thought it was just beautiful. And my mom had been to Puerto Rico when she and my dad first got married. She went on a girls' trip, and actually, I think she's been there several times. And she loved it and just loved Old San Juan, and it has such interesting history.
Old San Juan is fabulous.
It has such amazing history, and it really does. Yeah. And so I just think that, you know, as like you said, we're emotionally connected to it through the animals. I think that this would be. I think this is the only answer.
Okay.
These are American citizens, and they're just they're in limbo.
So, but what do we do about the about their psyche? That's kind of what it is. And I say this because I grew up around, you know, when you think of Puerto Ricans, you think of West Side Story. If you're my age, at least, you think about West Side Story and what the Puerto Rican invasion, that's what it was called when I was a kid, the invasion in New York. We had an invasion in Massachusetts. Matter of fact, in Framingham, we had a huge Puerto Rican population going to school with Puerto Ricans. And the way they took care of themselves and their homes, and this is, remember, this is probably 55 years or so ago when I first was exposed to them, there was something about them that made other people want to stay away from them. And I don't know that I could put my hand on it then, and I don't know that I could put my hand on it now. When I said there was a grease on Puerto Rico, it wasn't a reference to the people, but then there are people who think even now that they are undesirable, and they're just another branch of Hispania. Frankly, there was. I'm going into the past now, and I won't spend too much time there because it's the rearview mirror thing. But we had in our town a lot of trouble, a lot of fights. I remember in high school being afraid of some of the Puerto Rican kids because of the way they handled themselves and, you know, the kind of stuff that went on. And then somehow or other, Framingham became a an outpost for Brazilians. And the Brazilians began moving into the same neighborhood where the Puerto Ricans were, and they began cleaning things up and basically pushed the Puerto Ricans out. I couldn't tell you, there were a dozen Puerto Rican families left in Framingham now, but there were thousands of Brazilian families, and it was a whole different cadre. It's like, let's work, let's be different. And yet that's another area that's Hispania as well. So I don't know what there is about Puerto Rico. The bottom line of me telling you that story is I don't get it, but there's something that goes with the term, use the term psyche again, of being Puerto Rican that isn't the same as with many other Hispanics. So
that's interesting.
My observation, anyway.
Yeah, we have such different references with that.
Yeah,
like,
I've
grown up just, you know, I have so many friends who are at least part Puerto Rican. It's we've got the huge Puerto Rican Day Parade that's in New York that it draws as much crowds, as big crowds as like a
cultural influence
St. Patrick's
on our country.
Day.
Yeah, it is a huge, and I just am, I guess what I'm doing is wondering out loud why they're different than, you know, everybody's different.
I guess my point
Americans
is they're not,
the
to yeah. me, to my yeah. generation, they're not any different
okay.
than any other
immigrant. So maybe
immigrant
what we're pointing
type,
out here is there's a generational difference. That could be it, Victoria.
Well, first of all, that song for West Side Story, I Want to Live in America, that's like...
I want to live in America.
Right. That's making it sound like they're in another country, and they're not. Like, it's not even written the right way. It doesn't make sense to me.
Fine. You got that song, Kara? I want to live in America. I can see Rita Moreno dancing around. Have you seen West Side Story, the movie?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, many times.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did they say live? I thought it was I Want to Be in America.
I want to be in America. I think you may be right. I think it may be. Well, if you find the song, we can figure it out.
Are you going to sing along with it?
Maybe not. I won't tell you until you find the song. While you're finding the song, I'm going to have another sip of my Get the Tea exchange today. Get tea into your body, especially Life Change Tea. The formula here, the ingredients, the unique blends of teas that are made. Kara, we haven't talked to Kara about this, but you and I, Victoria, like our daily routine. With Life Change Tea, and it's because we are health conscious. Victoria is, I am. That's one of the things, one of the many things that brings us together. That is in mind, Victoria, in my mind, and how we live our lives is similar in some respects. Our appreciation and respect for our bodies, wanting to make sure that we put good things into our bodies, that's something we have in common. And something hopefully we have in common with you. You want to eat well, live well, keep your body in good shape. You hear me? One of the reasons that we have some of the advertisers that we do, listen, they're not in a vacuum. They listen to the program. They know what we talk about. And so advertiser support in a program like this sometimes comes from what the hosts are talking about. We talk about health a lot. So thus we have Life Change Tea. We've got Calitrin, other things that are good for your body and your soul. So let's get to the bottom line here. I'm drinking Life Change Tea because I want to cleanse my body of toxins, mold. I know I have parasites. I mean, that's kind of yucky, but we all do. We have really some really bad stuff. Even if you don't eat bad stuff, you breathe bad stuff. There's so much garbage in the air, my God. So let's cleanse it. Let's get it out of our bodies. Let's get rid of the pesticides, herbicides, and the processing that depletes the nutritional value of our food. Go to getthetea.com, says Doug. Getthetea.com. Oh, Victoria can say it too. Victoria, you want to say it?
Absolutely. Getthetea.com.
Go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll get shipped without cost to you. More energy, feeling better, looking better. You'll drink it every day like we do. You can't get it in the store. Any store. Food stores don't carry this. Grocery stores don't carry it. The dollar store doesn't carry it. You get it online by going to getthetea.com and use the code DJV for the discount. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I've decided we're not going to have a music report. I am going to sing.
Oh,
how about that? Funny. It seems to be universal anyway, especially with Victoria. As soon as I say something like that, oh boy.
Oh, it's not just me.
All right, so in the entertainment world, trolls like Victoria, who attack me
for suggesting
I sing, have attacked Kelly Ripa for taking vacations. Not really. You know what a troll is? You ever seen a picture of a troll from... I'm talking about from...
Well, yeah, I was going to say they're mythological creatures.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They all usually sat at the end of my pencil and had, you know, crazy colored hair.
Really?
Those are the trolls that I know of.
Got it. Okay. So why does anybody care how much time off Kelly Ripa takes? Do people need to get a life?
Well, apparently people are very upset when they turn on Kelly and Ryan and it's, I guess, a rerun or something. I don't know what they do when they go on vacation. But it's the summertime. You're supposed to expect that.
Right.
Ellen has reruns running the whole week, so it's like, you know, everyone takes vacation. But yeah, it's very weird that they attack Kelly for things like that.
Get a life, people. Get a life. Fine.
She's gotten a lot of flack, though. The body shaming, people make fun of how short her husband is. Like, it's really crazy why people feel the need
because,
to attack her.
You know why? Because she's very popular, she's very likable, and people don't like that. I feel it here locally with me and my trying to save the farm. I'm getting somewhere, people don't want to see me get somewhere, so they go into this crazy mode of just, it's sick.
Well, do they attack you for wearing a bikini? Because all these people, Kelly Ripa has a sick body, and people are attacking her for wearing a bikini because she's 47.
A sick body. I thought she was in good shape.
That's what I mean. Yes, she has an amazing body, and for whatever reason, some people are trying to shame her that she shouldn't wear a bikini because she's 47.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Maybe I shouldn't wear a bikini either then. Because I'm older than that, even. And I have a fabulous body. So let's move to somebody who doesn't any longer have it. It's music news time. Prince no longer has his fabulous body. I don't know if his body was that cool. Anyway, he's too skinny. But he had a great voice and a great ability to entertain. His estate has inked a deal that will give Sony Music and Legacy Recordings distribution rights to 35 previously released Prince albums. So I suppose this would be considered a re-release, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Starting later this year, Legacy is going to be allowed to make available 19 Prince albums that were issued between 95 and 2010. They include The Gold Experience, Emancipation, Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic, The Rainbow Children, Musicology, and Planet Earth. The exact date not announced yet. Part of the deal, Legacy will also be able to distribute other post-95 Prince material, previously released singles, B-sides, remixes, non-album tracks, more money for the estate. Guess that you look at it that way. Albums released in 2014 and 2015, distributed later on. And so to cap off the deal, Victoria, Legacy has secured the distribution rights to 12 Prince albums originally released between 78 and 96.
Well, those are the sweet ones to me.
You have to wait until 2021 to make them available.
Those are the ones that I would be really interested in. That includes Purple Rain and all of his early stuff. So yeah. That would be great.
And in September, the estate will release a record of previously unreleased home recordings, which will be kind of interesting.
Yep.
Anything to cash in on Prince. So if you're a Prince fan, you'll be happy about that. If you're a Miley Cyrus fan, you'll enjoy this good news from her work. She's mobilizing her followers to make donations for migrant children who've been separated from their families. The fundraiser is called KIND, Kids in Need of Defense. Sounds like a government program, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Through Facebook's new feature allowing pages to lead campaigns directly. Her campaign follows a viral fundraiser on Facebook benefiting families separated at the border. That campaign.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was the deadliest day for journalists since 9/11, a mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And we're learning about the shooter and what may have motivated him. Here's correspondent Matt Coates in Maryland.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassment. harassing a former high school classmate. In 2012, Ramos sued columnist Eric Hartley, editor Tom Marquardt, and the paper for defamation. The case was thrown out, and an appeal was rejected 3 years later.
Hundreds of protesters arrested in the nation's capital during the Women's March on Capitol Hill last night. Over 1,000 people gathered to protest Trump administration immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four minutes after the hour here. My voice and my mind are in gear and working. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the DJV Experience. Happy birthday to anybody who's having a birthday today. Why not? Yeah? Happy birthday. That's one of the most pleasant things to hear. Don't you think, from people? I love you. Happy birthday. I think those are great things to say. You can't... How can you argue with anybody who wished you a happy birthday? All right. Hi, how are you? You look great today. Be careful what you say to people. Think about it. Be conscious about what you say. You know, this is not a perfect world. We all make mistakes. I say things sometimes when I talk, as I do on the radio, or even to, you know, to my friends, people that I love. We all say things that are not smart sometimes. One of the things that I find, because you know I'm a believer, ladies, in the thoughts or things department. If you say, how many times do you hear somebody say, I'm no good at this, or I'm not very smart, or I'll never be a success? Those words mean something. Never say anything about yourself that you don't want to have come to fruition. Don't say I'm no good at this. Don't say I'm not very smart. Don't say I'll never be a success. Don't. Don't think it. I know it's hard sometimes. It really is. But those thoughts are things. They generate action. They generate energy. So think well of yourself, because you are listening to you. Nobody, I find oftentimes people aren't listening much to me. But I'm listening to me, and you're listening to you. So put your best foot forward, your best thoughts out there to make sure that you're a success, okay? Word to the wise. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, the Department of Homeland Security has asked the Department of Defense to help shelter some of these migrant family members. There are 12,000 of them, it would seem, or more maybe even. Defense Department is being asked to identify any of the facilities that they could let these folks use, and I'm guessing there are a lot of them available. Let's see how they open up. There are all kinds, you know that. There are all kinds of government buildings, bases that are closed. We have more stuff that we build and then don't use, whether it's buildings and vehicles, whatever it is. God, what a waste. So let's put it to some use. And where are these located? Do you know, Victoria? Are they mostly right on the border? That's what they're looking
for?
I think they're
as close. I'm not sure exactly where, but I believe they're as close to where the sort of situation is happening as possible.
Right. And so this, it becomes something else that we pay for. See, I'm eager to have this situation fixed. We were talking about Hispania and how all of the pieces of Americana fit together, accessing on to our union, the state of Puerto Rico. I have said this many times. I think, whether it's in my lifetime or not, that Mexico becomes part of America, that we don't have just the United States of America or the United States of North America, includes Canada, Mexico, the United States. I don't see how down the road we're going to survive unless we bring a lot of this stuff together. And a lot of Canadians don't want to do it because they think America is a bunch of, lunatics. And in some ways, looking at what's happened, like in Annapolis, it is. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, so let's hope that that gets taken care of. Here, for those of you who are in the South, I never did understand how people would go to Florida for vacation in the summertime. But they do. They go to the beaches, go to Disney World. It is so damn hot and humid. And I say that lovingly to my friends up and down the Space Coast who are listening to WMEL, the folks at WTTB, the folks down south and inland, Gainesville and over the way, anywhere you are listening, Naples, to this program. It's a great place to go if it's cold in the north. It's so easily accessible. The thing that's troublesome for me about going to California in the wintertime is because it takes 6 hours to get there, whereas you get on a plane from Boston and New York, 2 hours, you're there. And so it makes it handy, easy to go. A lot of people go down for the weekend, that sort of thing. But if you're down there now, beachgoers, you find yourself itchy. When you go to the beach, you may have encountered a tiny creature that lurks in the southern Atlantic coastline of Florida, those sea lice. If you want to be grossed out, look at them. And even worse, if you get these things, they are really, they sting. It's like having...
Don't Google pictures. That's all I'll advise.
Yeah, right. Oh, they look
because it will
gross.
Freak you out. Oh.
Like the ticks. Some of the stuff that's around now that's growing is really gross. The mites that you get in your nose and your ears and stuff from your pillows. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Ugh, gross. So, anyway. And they get trapped under your bathing suit.
That's the creepiest part of all.
Biting at your private parts. Irritation. Itching. Welts, yuckabunga. But how do you avoid them? That's the thing, Victoria.
Apparently, that's just beach. You're just either swim nude or or just avoid the Gulf of Mexico, I guess.
Yeah, right.
That's where they are.
What I say to save in conversation, we started talking about something.
You're asking who Kawhi Leonard was, basketball player.
Right. I wanted to know, he apparently is on Freeform, And he's trying to get together with, that's right, I saw something about LeBron James. And I am kind of interested. I'm not a sports fan, as any fool can tell by listening to this program. Don't claim to be. But once in a while, there's somebody that comes along that's an interesting character. I find LeBron James to be an interesting character. Good player. And this guy says he wants to play. So are they both free agents? Is that how this plays out?
What is this? Well, Kawhi Leonard, just a little history. So he plays for the San Antonio Spurs, and he's played there for a few years, and he is really good. I think the Spurs won the championship in 2014, and he was the NBA Finals MVP that year, and he's won a few defensive MVP awards. So he's a really good player, but he's been out basically the entire year with an injury. And so I thought he was kind of loyal to that team, but they asked him to come back to play, and he essentially didn't want to. So I guess he's a free agent now. I don't know exactly how it works in the NBA. And LeBron is, I guess, in the process of deciding if he wants to stay in Cleveland or go somewhere else. And it makes sense that you would want to go where one of the best players in the country is. They might work well together. I think LeBron's problem is that, you know, obviously his team lost 4-0 in the finals this year. It doesn't really seem like anyone else on the team can back him up. He's like the star, and no one else is really doing all that much. Mm-hmm. So maybe he would like to have someone who's an amazing defensive player come. That way, you know, that he can defend and LeBron can do all the scoring. Kawhi can score a lot of points, too. So I don't know. I can't really. What about you, Victoria? I can't really imagine LeBron leaving Cleveland, because it seems like that's his home. Everyone thinks he's going to go somewhere else. But it was really emotional when he went back, and the whole city loves him. So I can't imagine him leaving.
So I kind of feel like I won't be surprised if he stays. You know, he already talked about his children. His foundation is there. The kids are in school there. I don't know. Unless he really, really, really wants another championship, then he could go somewhere else. I know the 76ers and Philly have been lobbying really hard to get him, but I don't know. That's a big move for your whole family.
Yeah. Is he more likely to? I don't know that much about the 76ers. Is he more likely to get a championship there?
They've been rebuilding the team, and they're a lot better than however they used to be. So possibly they say if they had LeBron, they could win a championship, but every team could say that. So I don't know.
He's interesting. He's a pretty good actor, actually.
He was great in Trainwreck.
He was really
hilarious.
Funny in that.
All right. Some more people in the news right after these words here on the DJV show.
June is Oral Health Month, and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hirsch says it's important to choose the right toothpaste, since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hirsch, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com, or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so here is, I'm looking at a couple of different things here, and in the interest of time, I want to get in as much as I can. The people in the news thing is one of the most popular segments on the program. The story of Nora Hussein is a great one from this week. 19 years old, Sudanese woman, facing execution for killing her husband as he was raping her. She had her death sentence quashed this week. Lawyers somehow said the verdict for premeditated murder was thrown out. They got the court, the appeal courts there to change the guilty verdict to manslaughter. And now she's sentenced to 5 years. Imagine that. She's going to jail for 5 years because she killed somebody who was trying to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's better than might have been the case.
This is a horrific story. Yeah. I don't care if you saw any of this, but this was huge on social media this week because so many celebrities, Emma Watson and Priyanka Chopra, so many different celebrities got involved with this and signed a petition that had, I think, thousands of signatures to help raise awareness for what this girl was going through. And it's not just what she went through. She was sold basically into an arranged marriage when she was, 16. I think, 16.
Yep.
It's the circumstances of what she had to deal with in the first week of living with this animal that was her husband. It's just horrific to think of. And the fact that she, and one of the worst parts of the story is after she stabbed him and escaped, she went home to her parents. Her parents turned her into authorities.
Yeah.
That's common.
That's the thinking.
Because it's the law. But it's not even that. It's the law because she's property of the husband now. So they couldn't even the parents couldn't do anything to help her. Maybe they wanted to, maybe they didn't. I don't know. But it's really put a big spotlight on Sudanese women and the complete lack of human rights that they have.
Yeah. If you don't know what it's like to live in other places, we think we have trouble here or it's bad here. There are some segments of our society that leave a lot to be desired, but I have no idea what it's like in many other places around the world. I thought this was interesting. A tourist from New York named Fred Hill, in April of 1935, was at the White House Easter egg roll, and he pointed his camera at the South Portico and captured President Franklin Roosevelt walking. You may remember he was disabled, all the stories, he had polio, that sort of thing, and he wasn't supposed to be walking. But he did. And there were many areas or many times when apparently now it comes out that he did. He was able. I mean, he had polio and it was not easy for him to get around. But in those days, there was an agreement between politicians in power and the news media that you didn't show, like, Roosevelt smoking or any president doing something that was, you know, unpresidential. And so the president was 53 then, double-breasted coat, handkerchief, he strides into the sun, hooks the cane over the balcony railing, greets the crowd, smiling, waving, that sort of thing. So apparently this video is around now.
I watched
on YouTube?
It.
You did watch it. What'd you think?
It's fascinating. Apparently no one had ever seen this video footage before.
Yeah, right. 10 before the hour, DJB time.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com. I didn't get a chance to visit with you last week. I know you're in South Carolina today at the BMW plant. Isn't there a Mercedes plant in Greenville as well? Oops, wait a minute. We lost our connection. So hold on for a second while we reestablish our, what do we have, a Band-Aid, some kind of a rubber band connection to Nick in just a moment. Stand by.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
All right, back to our focus on your car. Our auto expert, Nick Miles, down in South Carolina at the BMW plant. So is there concern there about the tariffs? I'm trying to find out if there's a clarification as to whether cars made in America are subject, even if they come from a company that belongs to an overseas concern. Is that tariff thing going to apply if the stuff's made here in America?
Well, technically, any vehicle going into Europe gets a 10% tax, and into China gets a 20% tax from that comes from a foreign country. So, technically, yes, but at the same time, there are some give and takes depending on who owns the company. So, I think on a case by case basis. But the concern is really real for everybody, and it's a concern that if some of these tariffs go into place, that they could be paying more for the car, especially for companies that import cars into the United States, like Mazda, who released a statement yesterday saying it could affect 30,000 American jobs if tariffs come in for Mazdas.
Yeah, this is the whole problem of free trade. It isn't just in the car business. It's the craziness of all of this stuff that's been done over the last 40, 50 years that has upset the apple cart. Speaking of that, I didn't get to visit with you last week. I was sort of surprised when I saw that the fellow that runs Audi was arrested as well as the guy who ran Volkswagen. I thought it was the same guy because it's the same company. Were you surprised, or you probably knew that there were two different heads, even though it's the same company?
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. I mean, although Audi, Porsche, and VW are all owned by the same company, they're all owned by VW, they're not headed up by the same people. But there is some sort of collusion between them, of course, because they get to work on similar products and they get to work together. So if one knows something, it's likely the other will know something. So you can see the domino effect of if one falls, the others will fall.
I understand that you have seen a new Dodge, a Challenger with a 797 horsepower. What are you going to do with that in a car?
Well, I'm going to go through a lot of set of tires, Doug.
You're going to hurt.
797 horsepower is 90 more than the Hellcat has, and it's actually called the Hellcat Red Eye, revealed yesterday in Detroit. This vehicle is four times what the average family car has in horsepower. Now, that sounds ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Why should you have it? Because you can, because this is America, baby, where we have huge V8 engines, and we can do crazy things like that.
I have a 500 horsepower plus in my car, and it just, before I know it, I'm at 95, and you're not even thinking about it, frankly. You got to have that in your mind.
That's always the danger. Yeah. The side effect of all of these cars is fun.
Yeah, it is. I tell you, I like these. I've been driving these Range Rovers for 20 years plus, and I've liked them, and they're better all the time. It is fun. All right, let's talk about the prices of used cars quickly. Why are they on the rise?
It seems like nobody was interested in used cars, and especially small used cars in the United States, because everyone was jumping into SUVs and into bigger vehicles. So the knock-on effect was that as gas prices have crept up, nobody has really seen or been interested in these smaller cars. And now in some places the gas is $4 a gallon or circling $4 a gallon, that small cars are now back in fashion. And so you'll pay $1,000 more for your small car if you want one today.
There's the word from our auto expert, Nick Miles, here on the DJB Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.